Now to Karim Sajjadpour for some insights into the Iranian point of view. Sajjadpour is an Iran scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He traveled throughout Iran from 2001 to 2005 as an analyst for the International Crisis Group. He says Iran was training Iraqis in the days of Saddam Hussein, and he agrees that Iran is still doing so today.
I'm sure that the Iranians are training Shiite militias in Iraq. And what the Iranians will say openly, actually, is not only do we have good ties with the Shiites, but we have ties with everyone in Iraq, with the Kurds and even with some Sunnis who are opposed to our Shiite friends in Iraq. So what the Iranians are doing is kind of equivalent to an investor having a very diverse portfolio of funds. They're really supporting everyone and hoping everyone in Iraq will be beholden to them somehow.
Stirring every pot.
Somehow. Exactly. Yeah.
How would the Senate amendment that declares the Revolutionary Guard to be a terrorist organization, how is that seen within Iran? Is it seen as a first step on a path to war?
There's not a consensus in Tehran as to what the United States intends to do. There's some, like hardliners like Ahmadinejad, who believe that the U.S. is simply too bogged down in Iraq, and the U.S. public really has no appetite to embark on another foreign policy adventure in the Middle East, and therefore the U.S., despite the blusterous rhetoric, is not going to embark on an Iraq-style scenario in Iran.
That's one line of thought.
Yeah. But there are others, like the former president, Hashemi Rafsanjani, who came out with a speech recently saying that U.S. pressure toward Iran is as great as it's ever been right now, and we need to take these threats very seriously. So I think there's mixed thoughts in Tehran. And I would argue someone like President Ahmadinejad actually may view a U.S. military strike on Iran as a carrot rather than a stick. I would argue that perhaps the one thing that could potentially rehabilitate Ahmadinejad's presidency is a U.S. military strike on Iran. Because as it is now, he's really failed to deliver on his mandate, which was to improve the economy. You know, Melissa, I covered these elections in Tehran very closely, and I never met one Iranian who told me, I want to vote for Ahmadinejad because he wants to wipe Israel off the map or to deny the Holocaust. It was all about Ahmadinejad fighting corruption and improving the economy. And since he's been in power, he's really failed miserably in doing this. Despite the massive oil windfalls, inflation has gone up, unemployment has gone up. And I think he's really hanging himself with his own noose. And Melissa, if we were having this conversation in 2001 or 2002, after the removal of the Taliban in Afghanistan, I think it was a different era. Then you could actually find Iranians who would speak somewhat romantically about the prospects of some type of a U.S. intervention in Tehran, because the U.S. removal of the Taliban in Afghanistan was so swift and appeared so painless that Iranians were saying, well, maybe that's not actually a bad idea. But after 4 years now of the tumult and the carnage and insecurity in Iraq, no one, whether they're liberal Democrats or they're student agitators, look next door to Iraq and think now U.S. bombs dropping in Iran are a good idea.
Hypothetically, of course, how would you expect the Iranian military to react if there were an attack, say, on Revolutionary Guard facilities?
Well, I think the reaction would actually be somewhat subtle, and it would be tempered, and it wouldn't be immediate. And the reason why I say this is that I think ultimately the priority for the Iranian government is regime survival. And if there's an attack in Iran and the Iranians respond with a massive attack on U.S. troops, say, in Iraq or Afghanistan or elsewhere, I think they would be very much concerned that this would invite massive reprisals from the U.S. on Iranian government buildings in Tehran and could really cause some major unrest. So I think historically, if you look at the way Iran has responded to U.S. actions, it's been subtle. They will maybe wait a few weeks, and they will do it via proxy network. They themselves won't carry out the attacks, but they can hire Iraqis in Iraq or their allies in Afghanistan or Lebanese Shiite allies, Hezbollah in Lebanon, to carry out attacks on U.S. interests and U.S. troops. But I think it would initially be tempered, it would be subtle, but it would be something that would be Iran would really be in kind of a war of attrition mode, something that would take place over a long duration, attacking U.S. troops, attacking U.S. interests, not only in the Middle East, but throughout the world.
Karim Sajjadpour, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Melissa.
Karim Sajjadpour is an Iran scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.